spring snails are very small aquatic snails, maybe, you know, 1.5 millimeters to maybe 3 millimeters. So we're talking really tiny things. Could fit them on the head of a pencil if you wanted to. They are strictly aquatic. That means that they just live entirely underwater. They have gills to breathe. They live on rocks and aquatic vegetation and things like that, and they graze on algae and periphyte and other small microscopic plants, basically.
And what part of Arizona do they live in?
The Three Forks Spring Snail is in east central Arizona in the White Mountains, so it's on the Apache Sicaries and National Forests, and it occurs along Boneyard Creek, which is part of the Black River watershed. The San Bernardino spring snail occurs down south near Douglas and right by the San Bernardino National Wildlife Refuge. And that one is also occurs in springs that flow into the Rio San Bernardino over there.
So why are they so threatened? And I guess if they're so small, how did you even know they were threatened?
People have been studying, you know, spring eagle systems for quite some time, and so there's information in the literature regarding their endemic nature, and you know, which means that they only occur in one spot, and that kind of makes them a little more susceptible to stressors or threats, because they're only found in these little tiny areas.
Some people are going to hear this and ask why we're bothering to protect these little things. They're right down there with slugs, really tiny slugs. You know, why bother?
That's a pretty tough question. When I read the Endangered Species Act, one of the things that has jumped out at me before is that Congress, back, I guess it was in the 70s, when they wrote the act, they wrote that they're going to protect species for a number of reasons, one of them being their intrinsic value. Now, you have to try and get your mind around what is intrinsic value. That's kind of a tough one. That's like saying it's worth something just because of what it is. In my mind, though, I mean, I look at that as spring snails, and they are very sensitive to a change in water quality or a change in a land management action. So they're kind of a indicator species. If they're having problems, you know that there's kind of a bigger problem with the ecosystem around there.
The proverbial canary in the coal mine.
The proverbial canary in the coal mine.